Mr. Vice President, Sweden wishes to welcome the delegation and express our thanks for the information related to our advanced questions. Gender-based violence, including sexual and domestic violence, is a serious problem in Papua New Guinea. Since the UPR 2011, the Family Protection Act 2013, which criminalizes domestic violence, has entered into force and the police family and sexual violence units have been introduced. Sweden welcomes these measures. However, the rates of domestic and sexual violence remain among the highest in the world. Sweden therefore recommends to the government of Papua New Guinea to fully implement the Family Protection Act to ensure that police and prosecutors treat gender-based violence, including within the family, as criminal matters, and to adopt a comprehensive national action plan to combat sexual and gender-based violence, including raising general awareness through education and training, develop official and credible statistics, and ensuring access to justice for victims. The criminal code in Papua New Guinea criminalizes sex against the order of nature, which has been interpreted to apply to relations between consenting adults of the same sex. Sweden recommends to decriminalize sexual relations between consenting adults of the same sex and amended national legislation, including sexual orientation, as prohibited grounds for discrimination. Finally, more than 900 asylum seekers and refugees are detained indefinitely in detention centers in Manus Island. The conditions in these centers are poor, and the prolonged and indefinite detention is a concern. Sweden therefore recommends to the government of Papua New Guinea to promptly take effective measures to safeguard the human rights of refugees and asylum seekers in Papua New Guinea and end indefinite mandatory detention of asylum seekers. Thank you, Mr. Vice